We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen.
And we've got a big group here today. How's everybody doing? Good?
Good.
You ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about dreams. You guys dream?
Yeah.
So we all have dreams, right?
I dreamed that I was flying and I was flying with all these birds and it was just really pretty.
I dreamed that my uncle and aunt had a little baby.
I had a dream that I was a dog.
You did?
Anything can happen. Close your eyes and see. Drift off to a land of make-believe. The stars will light the way. Only in your dreams. Anything can happen. Right there in your mind. In this land of lullabies, you can always find waiting there for you. A dream. It's a place where teddy bears can talk, and tigers are your friends, and you can dance with butterflies, and summer never ends. You can ride a dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus Rex, only in your dreams. Dream wild, dream wild, and wonder what you'll see, wonder what will be waiting in your swim with a mermaid or a dolphin in the sea, and climb to the top of a lollipop tree. Live in a castle on a cotton candy cloud, and fly through the sky on a horse with wings. Only in your dreams. Anything can happen. Close your eyes and see. Drift off to a land of make-believe. The stars will light the way. Only in your dreams. Anything can happen. Right there in your mind. In this land of lullabies, you can always find a waiting there. A dream. So dream wild. Dream wild. Dream.
Do you remember some people in the Bible that had dreams? Alexa.
In the Christmas story, the three magi had a dream from God that told them to not go back to Herod.
Okay. And Sam?
God told Joseph through a dream to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt because King Herod wanted to kill him.
That's right. Okay, that's a good example. Uh-huh. Becca?
The cupbearer and the chief baker in the other Joseph story.
Okay. Sometimes God speaks to people in their dreams. And today, we're going to talk about how God used dreams and other miraculous signs to show his power over two prideful kings of Babylon, a father and a son.
King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about a tree that reached the sky.
In the dream, he saw an angel come down and command that the tree be cut down and destroyed, and only a stump be left.
Then the angel said, "Let the dew fall on this man, and let him live with the animals and the plants. For 7 years he will not have a human mind, but the mind of an animal."
So then, let all people everywhere know that the Supreme God has power over human kingdoms, and that he can give them to anyone he chooses, even to the least important of men.
King Nebuchadnezzar called all of his magicians and counselors to help explain the dream, but they could not. The king knew that Daniel had God's spirit with him, and that he could explain his dream.
Daniel told the king that he was the tree.
He would lose his kingdom.
And lose his mind.
He would live like a wild animal until the king recognized God and turned away from his sinful pride.
Sinful pride. What does it mean to be prideful, Alexa?
To say like, oh, I'm so great, look at me, look what I've done, and be like, congratulations to myself.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. So just really thinking that you're really important. Mm-hmm. Hallie?
Kind of being proud of yourself.
Okay.
Like if you think about yourself and not others.
Okay. In this case, too, he was not only thinking about himself, but he was not thinking of someone else. Who was he not thinking of, Sam?
God.
That's right. Yes, Alexa.
Prideful people don't give the glory of what they accomplished to God.
That's right. That's a good point. What is the opposite of being prideful? Think about that, Julia.
Being humble.
That's right.
12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of his royal palace of Babylon, he said, "Is not this great Babylon I have built as royal residence by my mighty power for the glory of my majesty?"
The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven.
"This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you.
You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals.
You will eat grass like cattle.
7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes."
Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar came true. But when the king humbled himself before the Lord, what happened?
His mind was restored.
His kingdom was restored.
King Nebuchadnezzar praised God and exalted him King of the Heavens.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines for his command and
Now, King Nebuchadnezzar had a son, and his name was Belshazzar. One day, King Belshazzar gave a great banquet.
He drank wine in gold and silver goblets that had been taken from God's temple.
As they drank the wine, they worshipped idols.
Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and started writing on the wall of the royal palace.
The king watched, and his face turned pale.
He was so frightened.
He called for the wise men of his kingdom to explain what was happening.
No one was able to explain the writing on the wall.
The queen, hearing voices, came into the banquet hall and said, "Don't be alarmed. There's a man named Daniel who has the spirit of the holy God in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have a keen mind, knowledge, and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems.
They called for Daniel, and he said, O king, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor.
But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he lost his royal throne, and his power was taken from him.
He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal.
He lived with the wild donkeys, and he ate grass like cattle.
And his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes.
But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this.
Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven.
You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives and your concubines drank wine from them.
You praise the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand.
But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways.
Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription.
This is what these words mean.
God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
That very night, what Daniel had told the king came true. He was killed, and his kingdom was taken from him.
God judged the kings because they didn't honor him, and they worshipped idols.
But Daniel trusted and worshipped the one true God.
They said, no, we won't worship idols, no, no, no.
Absolutely.
Positively, no.
Shadrach, Meshach, and
and pray. Dear Father, you are the one true God.
We worship only you.
We trust you. When we feel too important, help us to remember that all that we have is from your hand.
You can take it away in an instant.
No matter what we do, you still love us.
You sent your son Jesus to save us and teach us.
Your kingdom will last forever. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you'd like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
Here's our mailing address if you want to send us a letter.
We love to get letters from our listening friends.
Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, praise God on high.
Honor and glorify him who lives forever.
His dominion is an eternal dominion.
His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.